Invo.
Good morning.
I'm
Vin Vo. As you might have noticed, I'm a little bit of a new face. I don't normally attend this congregation, just in case you thought you were going crazy. Though I do attend youth group and some of the youth events, I volunteer at Awana as a leader in training and go to El Segundo High with some people from Venice. Talking about school, I'm currently in the 11th grade with hopes of becoming an engineer. A little bit more about me, I was born in Sacramento, moved around a bit, starting from Sacramento, to Fresno, and then ultimately to Los Angeles. I didn't start going to church until a bit later. I moved in with my aunt and uncle, who are my legal guardians, and I started going to church with them. They influenced my Christian childhood. I was firstly invited to Awana by the Tridisavit family, and I was blessed by the leaders and the fellow clubbers. My faith grew exponentially, and I actually accepted Christ on an Awana club night. From there, I dug deep into what it really meant to be a child of God, to live faithfully with Him, to be a light of the world. Unfortunately, my life was not without its ups and downs. I faced struggles and questioned my faith and the existence of God. My mother passed away a few years ago. I didn't know how to react, what to do, where to go. It was the summer of my 8th grade year, transitioning from middle school to high school, and I was actually in the process of moving at the time, down the street, that is, when my grandpa gave me a call. I stopped what I was doing, as I should, and answered the call. Said, "Hi, Grandpa." He replied with, "Your mom is dead." Of course, leave it to Grandpa to not sugarcoat anything. But that one sentence, "Your mom is dead," shook my entire being. We hung up, and I just sat there, stunned, feeling a part of myself dying, feeling alone. The world as I knew it was crumbling all around me. I fell into a dark place, feeling depressed all the time, storing all the anger and fear inside of me, and it showed in my daily life. I would come home from school feeling empty. I would have random mood swings and outbursts. I would push everyone away because I didn't want to seem vulnerable, to seem weak. So I went through my days with my fake face, acting like everything was okay. As I reflect on this time in my life, I realize I wasn't alone. I had friends, family, and God. As much as I yelled and pushed Him away, He was right there, right by my side, never leaving, never faltering. I realized I am a child of God. We are children of God. The Creator of the universe, the Father to the fatherless, the shelter to the weak. Isaiah 43:1-4 from the Message version. But now, God's message, the God who made you in the first place, Jacob, the one who got you started, Israel. Don't be afraid. I've redeemed you. I've called your name. You're mine. When you're in over your head, I'll be there with you. When you're in rough waters, you will not go down. When you're between a rock and a hard place, it will not be the end. Because I am God, your personal God, the Holy Israel, your Savior. I have paid a huge price for you. That's how much you mean to me. That's how much I love you. I'd sell off the whole world to get you back, trade the creation just for you. He loves us so much, and sometimes we're just blinded by the world and the things happening to us. He's there with us through the ups and the downs. But it's not always in ways you expect. God spoke to me through people. Ryan Granucci, the past youth worker, was unfortunately put in a similar position as I was. Losing our mothers, we made common ground and bonded. He helped me get through this time. We talked about various topics, most of the time over some boba, and dove into how we move forward, how we recover. He gave me a boost to get over this roadblock. But he wasn't the only one. Miss Linda also played a huge role. She constantly checked up on me and prayed for me. especially in this year's last midwinter. A couple years have passed since my mother's passing, and I was still going through phases of loneliness and depression. We had a night where we just prayed for one another. It was a very emotional night for me and most other youth. But she pulled me aside and prayed for me. Her comforting words and love brought me to tears. I was crying so hard, letting all the tears I've been holding back go free. It's so easy to blame God for the bad things and not thank Him for the good. There are people in our lives that can and will change our lives. You just need to trust in Him and His process. I've persevered through some hardships, and I'm thankful for the opportunities that have been put in front of me. For example, being alive. Simple as that. Life is so precious, you can't just throw it away. It took me one to realize that. You can go through life. We just go through the motions of life. Go to school or work. Eat, sleep, repeat. But there is a bigger meaning. Having to face the challenge of death has taught me to be in the moment. To take time to listen and care for one another. I didn't realize how much I truly loved my mother until it was too late. I wish I would have done things differently. God had a plan for me, and God has a plan for you. And being up here, speaking to all of you, as much as I fear public speaking, Miss Linda said that I had a story to share, something on my heart. And I guess I did. But don't we all? Reverend John Watson once said, "Everyone we meet is fighting a battle we know nothing about." If we take time to listen and pray, I believe God will do amazing things through you and the people around us. Isaiah 25:1, "Lord, you are my God. I will exalt and praise your name. For in perfect faithfulness, you have done wonderful things, things planned long ago." My life has been flipped and turned on its head. I'm looking through the lenses of life with a fresh pair of eyes. My life is different now. I'm still struggling with some things, but I have a group of friends and people and a God to lean on. I trust in His plans for me. Hebrews 13:6 says, "Since God assured us, I will not let you down. Never walk off and leave you." We can boldly quote, "God is there, ready to help. I'm fearless no matter what. Who or what can get to me?" As you leave today, think about the people who have impacted you and how you can thank them. We need to thank God for those people, the ones He's thoughtfully placed in our lives. What people have impacted you? How can you thank them? What are some ways that God has shown you that you are God's child? So go out and share what God's done for you. Thank you for letting me share what He's done for me.
Thank you for sharing, Ben. Now we will hear from Natalie Hodges.
Hello, I'm Natalie Hodges. I'm a senior in high school. I'm 17, and I'm going to be speaking about trusting in God and what that's kind of looked like in my life and how my personal relationship with Him has been growing. Oh, and as a reference, I've been a Christian my whole life, and I was, baptized when I was 8, but I didn't, I think I knew what I was doing, but it's just been a lot of growth since then. So, I believe the first step in fully trusting God is to realize that we're not equipped to handle life on our own. We require the wisdom, comfort, and presence of God to guide us through all of life's challenges. And even in preparing to talk today, I was super stressed about, what to say and if I'd say the right thing. But then I, remembered I'm not alone. And I have God, and hopefully I'm not talking, and it's, God talking through me, and He would work through me. That just takes pressure off, so that's good. So this summer I was having a really tough time one day getting ready to go to our church, our Celebrate Recovery for the Youth called The Landing, and they'd asked me to make roasted potatoes. And for some reason, that was like the most stressful thing in the world to me. I never made them before. And I was like, oh my gosh, if they're bad, like everyone's going to judge me. And I don't know, it was so much pressure. And I was like, also, we could be late because my dad called and he was like, I'm actually not going to be able to pick you guys up. Like, I'll have grandpa take you. And I was like, what if the potatoes aren't done in time? And like, then I'm also late and I have gross potatoes. This is going to be the worst day ever. But yeah, for some reason it turned to like frustration and anger inside of me. And I was super stressed. And I remember going like upstairs to my bathroom and I was like glaring at myself in the mirror. And I was like, why is this happening? And then I was like, I don't know what was wrong with me, but I was like, oh, right. I have God. I should probably like use that, you know? So let's pray. And I asked God, I was like, I feel like there's a lot going on right now. Can you just take away like one thing from my plate? Just like solve one thing. And like before I could even finish that thought, my younger sister Grace called from downstairs and she was like, the potatoes are done. They look good. And I was like, okay, that's taken care of. Why didn't I automatically think of praying and like asking God for help? But yeah, I realized that I personally did not want to let go of like my feelings of stress and anger. I was like, I can take care of it myself. And this is my life and it's like my responsibility. And I shouldn't look for help in God because, I don't know, it's like my problem. And so I found that it's in like our human nature to want to control things and be in charge of what happens to us. But that's not always what's best. And when we surrender to God and give him control, we allow him to show us what's best for us. Yeah, I believe in what he says in Jeremiah 29:11, that he knows the plans he has for us, plans for us to prosper and not to harm us, and plans to give us a hope in a future. And although like I and probably all of us often want to know what his plan is and to be able to see where God's going to take us, that's not always the case. And in having faith and truly trusting in God, we don't know what the future holds or what lies ahead, and we don't try to dictate what happens to us, but we know that God and his relationship with us, his goodness and his love for us is unchanging. Going into my freshman year of high school, I thought that most other people had like perfect lives with no problems, and I was like the only one who had issues. But at my freshman retreat, where my school goes away for a couple of days to bond, I found out that every single person had problems and that they just didn't always show it, like Ben said. And I began to wonder what the difference between a Christian and a non-believer was if everyone still goes through the same things and everyone still has to struggle. But I found that the main difference is realizing that the world is flawed and bad things happen all the time. And instead of trying to deal with it and go through it alone and deal with all the stress and pressure, I can give it to God and rely on him. Trusting in God doesn't always mean that the struggle and hardship won't come anymore. It just means that it doesn't mean that life circumstances will always get better, but it ensures that we will get better as people and that we will grow through God. God is shaping us through our struggles. I've learned that everything I go through is just a part of my journey, and it makes me who I am. And the summer before that freshman year, my parents got separated. I remember the day they told us, I was really confused, and I was like questioning God, and I was like, what's going on? Like, why can't... Sorry, just get yourself together. I just had a lot of emotions, and then I didn't know what to feel, and I was crying. And then I was in my room, and then I had this like overwhelming sense of peace wash over me. And I was reminded of what I learned the week before in a family camp, about my identity and how that would never change, and how God's love would never change. And I just, I needed something very secure to trust in, something solid and unchanging, and I was able to look to God for that and feel fulfilled through that. I don't want to cry right now. Yeah. I also was able to see that whatever I wanted in that situation or how I would have solved it would have been probably selfish or short-sighted. So I didn't pray for what I wanted. I just prayed for God's will to happen, not my own. And the whole journey brought me a lot closer to God, and I've learned a lot about myself, and now I see that I have a story to share, and I fully believe that if I didn't have God in this situation, I could have had a very negative and different experience, but I instead used this difficult stage in my life as a period of growth and engagement with God to see how He will work in my life. So, yeah, thank you. Okay.